Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Here.
Prasanka?
Here.
Rooney? Decker?
Here.
Powell? Mitchell?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Item 4, conflict of interest. Item 5, consent agenda.
I make a motion we accept agenda 6A and 7A.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll, please.
Assemblymembers Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Borough manager.
Approval of minutes?
Sorry. No, that's covered under the...
Oh, consent, sorry. You're right.
Borough manager's report.
In addition to the written report, a couple items. As you know, the legislature is going hot and heavy now, and we've had the opportunity to testify on a variety of items, ferry, public radio, community jails, the LIO office. Today, I testified on the using herbicides along the highway system. There's a bill being considered right now that would put back the public comment portion of it. So communities would have, and we passed a resolution here a year or so ago that was one of the things we had asked, is that communities would have an opportunity when the state was going to plan something, that we would have an opportunity to at least get some information, where are you going to do it, that kind of thing, and what kind of products are you going to use, and also an opportunity to ask, you know, what kind of downside this is, what kind of things does it do to berries and water and on and on and on. And they do have some provisions in that bill that will strengthen where they can use it, you know, and how they can use it. I think one of the areas that right now you'll see them buzzing along with their big mower, but places like they've talked around guardrails and other areas where that doesn't work, so the brush isn't growing up around the guardrails, so you can't see it and that kind of thing. That's kind of the places I think they would like to be able to use this, which does make some sense if it can be done safely. So there is some things in that bill that I think are a good thing, and so hopefully it will move forward and pass at some point. One other item is that since SEPA had their presentation here, our closing on our refunding bonds is this Thursday, so we've kind of gone through the same process that they go through. So anyway, we're not going to save near as much money, but anyway, there is some savings. It makes sense to do it, even if it's a small savings, and so we're proceeding with that, and like I said, that will be Thursday will be the closing, and so and the assembly has adopted the various things that we needed to do to make that happen. So, and with that, I think that's about it for now, unless there's questions.
Of course.
I was just curious about that issue of combining the $1 million pot of money for the pool. Into our permanent fund. How was that going? Is that?
I talked to the people that invest the our permanent fund right now, mm-hmm. And I guess I'm about half afraid to do that. The last time we did that, we started the permanent fund, and a month later, the market went like this until it hit bottom. So I had the poorest timing that you could ever imagine. So I'm about half afraid to do it, but. I discuss kind of what the fund is about and what we use it for, and he thinks it still would be a good idea. He doesn't see that he would project this as having something separate than the permanent fund and have a little more conservative rules than the permanent fund, and it would make it a little safer. It would still, he kind of gave me some projections. It would be certainly still way better than what we're doing now. It is something that's doable. But it's something we would have to probably work with him a little bit, bring back an ordinance that would we could draft to say, here's the rules, and you know, they have to have certain percentages and certain kind of investments, and which is what we do with the permanent funds. So mm-hmm. So that's about as far as I've got. We've been tied up with all this legislative stuff, but I think it is a good idea. Like I said, I was about half, you know, the market's as high as it's ever been, and you think the only way it can go is down, so you put your money in and it heads down, and then I look like an idiot. So
you didn't see the fall today then, did you?
I did. I heard about it.
So we put this in yesterday.
We put this in yesterday, it'd have been a disaster. But so anyway, that's as far as I've got on it.
Any word on the trooper or the jail situation, Jeff?
We did hear Sarah had given us some information that a couple things. It sounds like the house put back in the LIO people. It sounds like there may be good news on the trooper side.
Great.
I don't think any of that is.
That's one I didn't expect.
I don't think any of that's cast in stone. But there was a movement, a little bit more money put back in for the ferries. And I'm sure it was all the testimony that they got from, you know, the coastal communities. Actually, one of our, I don't know if anybody here's heard that, but Brian Merritt talked on that, and he said, well, just imagine this. Of course, most of the people that were listening to this were up in the rail belt, and said, close down the Glen Highway or Richardson Highway, whichever, close down, that down 4 days a week, and then you'll know what we're talking about. And so. So anyway, it was some perspective there of what it means to Southeast to have the ferry system. So there's been some decent movement in a positive direction. I haven't heard any more bad things, but there's the jail thing concerns us because that's a lot of money, and we're looking at options there if that completely goes in the tank, and because that's a lot of money. It's as much as revenue sharing. So. But anyway, we keep kind of looking at that, and every time as we hear things, we're kind of talking about, Lee and I talk about, you know, what are some options we can do, and he's working right now with all the department heads to get budget stuff in, and also talking to the department heads about, start thinking about, you know, if you have to start whacking stuff. And unfortunately, so many of our budgets are, you're paying for kind of some fixed things that you can't, you know, insurance and heating oil to heat buildings and lights. And I'd turn off all the lights in the building, but then Clay would start whining that revenues are going down. So, so we're looking at a lot of different things, and we have some different ideas. And so anyway, that's kind of where we're at.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you. Borough clerk's file.
Well, other than what's in my report, just a reminder to those who haven't turned in their APOC statement, if you can do that as soon as possible, or let me know if you filed online, that would be fabulous. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Are there any reports by any assembly members?
I just want to congratulate the kids down in Ketchikan. I went down for regionals, and it was fantastic. Our kids were stars down there. And the pep band, the cheerleaders, girls varsity and boys varsity were absolutely stellar representatives for our community, and I'm proud as heck about them. And of course, boys varsity going on to state is not a bad thing either, so congratulate the coach and the boys for that. And I'm going to head up there with them and make sure they stay in line up there, too.
Okay. You'll report back on
that. I'll give you a full report, Mr. Mayor.
We want details.
I can provide them.
Okay. Next item 10B. Oh, you had something? Go ahead.
So last week I was at the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference, and it's kind of like the Southeast Conference. And the governor spoke, and it did sound like the jail money had been put back in, at least from his end, into the budget. So Senator Gary Stevens and Representative Louise Stutes were also there speaking to the budget items. It sounded like municipal revenue sharing was going to be there at the level it was last year, at least when it leaves the House. So it's all tentative, you know, but anyway, there's a lot of other issues that are still very negative, but those two ones seemed a little bit more positive.
The boys are going to state. Trying to lift things up a bit.
You going to join the cheerleaders? You'd be our cheerleader?
I love
you. Who plays the second?
I don't want to see him in a skirt.
Item 10D, appointment to fill the vacancy of the Planning and Zoning Commission. We still have no letters of interest for this vacancy, and this has been over a month.
Well, longer than that.
Well, at least a month. I think it's more like 2 months, isn't it? Is there any member of the assembly have an interest in that? Everybody hides?
I think I was there and I left. You know, I'm not going back.
I'll continue to advertise.
Maybe one of the two that's absent this evening would be interested.
Hey, we could appoint him.
We could, yeah. You can suggest.
Point David.
What about Dan Rudy?
They need to show interest.
Okay. There is a vacancy on one member on the code review committee. Is there any assembly member that has an interest in that? Being on that, Demi already on that.
We just got to figure out meeting time.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty flexible. Just, you know.
Fishing season's coming up.
Okay. Yes.
The code review committee, it doesn't have to meet once a month or whatnot. It's just when something comes up.
I'd do it if I wasn't on the SEPA board, but it takes so much of my time, I can't do anything else.
Well, there again, one of the persons that's asking to meet, we hopefully.
I'll just put it back on the agenda.
Please do that. Right,
point that out.
Item 11, persons to be heard.
No persons to be heard.
There are no persons to be heard. Item 12, unfinished business, we have one. Item 13, new business, proposed ordinance, number 895, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 3.30.090 of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to the Board of Directors of the Southeast Solid Waste Authority to add provisions for an alternate director. This is a first reading.
I move to approve first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on March 24th, 2015.
Second.
Been moved to second. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Lake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B. Proposed ordinance number 896, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Title 10, Public Peace, Morals, and Welfare of the Wrangell Municipal Code to add a new chapter, 10.46, to prohibit the consumption of marijuana in a public place and establishing a penalty for violation. This is a first reading.
Make a motion to approve the first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held March 24th, 2015.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
We had some information flow, I think came from Member Decker, regarding that this may be a moot point, that by state legislation, we may not need to double up on this. But the question that I had on that when I read through that was, we have an ordinance within the community on public consumption of alcohol, and that probably ties into public consumption of alcohol on a state level. So would it, is it necessary to be redundant, or am I wrong on that?
Well, one of the reasons for having a city ordinance is that basically the revenue. If you have an ordinance and there is a violation, you can issue it on the city, under the city ordinance, and any penalty, the city derives the revenue from that. Otherwise, it would be written to the state, and the state would get the revenue. Mm. That's the reason that the alcohol is, you know, that type of thing, and driving offenses and everything. We also have, although they're under state law, they also have municipal code.
Okay.
That pays somewhat of our police department.
There you go.
Yes.
So I did look at the ordinance on alcohol, and there isn't a public consumption ordinance for Wrangell on alcohol. So I thought that was interesting, because I kind of assumed there was.
There is not.
Right, there is not. So anyway, and then, yeah, when I started digging around what the state has been doing, which I don't have a total handle on what they've come out with in the end of February, but they did come out with sort of emergency regulations which define public, what in public means, because they realized that was sort of a hole there for them. The one thing that when I read this ordinance that concerns me a bit, and it mirrors the state regulation, so I'm not sure how the state will perceive this when they go to draft regulations about the commercialization of marijuana. But the part where it says a public place means blah, 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 places of business or amusement. I actually have the opinion that one of the more responsible places to sell and or consume marijuana would be at a licensed bar. Basically, it's a place that's already licensed for alcohol. They have a procedure. They don't allow children. They card. They have a someone who's sober that's there, and they police the situation. So to me, it's the more likely responsible place of business in town that could potentially sell and allow people to consume. Now, this ordinance wouldn't allow you to consume at a bar if the bar owner was selling marijuana legally, you know, in the future when they commercialize it. So anyway, that's my my only concern with this ordinance.
That could easily be changed, I guess, to places of business or amusement unless licensed for such activity, comma, shopping centers, malls, parks, playgrounds, jails.
The only problem I've got with that is I don't know if we can act on this until we see exactly what the state says in their ordinances, because whatever we're doing here, we could be countering against whatever the state rules come out. And I don't think those have been set in stone yet. So I'm a little apprehensive about doing
it. Actually, the emergency regulations are in effect. Mm-hmm.
But they're not the final revision of what's going to take place.
No. What they say is that they're in effect until, I believe it's June, and then they intend to make it permanent. So as of right now, it is in effect, but it's not a permanent regulation. It's not permanent. And there are quite a few municipalities that have adopted ordinances for this purpose, and I think that's why the state realized their oops and is trying to fix it.
Any further discussion? Yes?
Well, go ahead. When everyone else has
well, I have some concerns about it, about consumption in bars and stores and so on. I have concerns about that, but I mean, we have to have something forward to start to discuss, I guess, and then have a public hearing. But it would concern me. A lot of our bars are trying to go to no smoking, and all of a sudden we have people smoking marijuana, and I don't even know about the the cross pollination or intoxication of if I go down for a beer and someone's blowing a big fatty next to me at the bar. Am I going to be sucking that in? And then I go to do my drug test for my Coast Guard captain's license, and I fail because I was standing beside, whoever, Clay Hammer. Sorry, you were just there. But it worries me that we can be opening a can of worms here for a lot of different people, and I really hope to go very cautiously. And I'm a libertarian, so I don't want to impinge on anybody's rights, but at the same time, I don't want my rights impinged on.
Wouldn't that go along the same lines, though, as tobacco? Because it's illegal to smoke cigarettes anywhere, but the bars themselves or the establishments are saying, we don't want it in here, and it's their right to do so.
Well, I think it was like Julie said, though, they would have the right to sell, but you still wouldn't have the right to consume in public. So the bar is a sensible place to control it. You've probably got more control there than anywhere else, as long as it wasn't consumed in public.
Well, I think one thing here is there might be some confusion. We might want to clarify exactly what we're talking about when we say a bar. I think what Julie was referring to is an establishment similar to a bar, where marijuana could be used. Is that right?
No, and this is my personal opinion. I don't think this community the size of Wrangell could support a separate establishment just to sell and smoke marijuana. I just don't think that's possible. You never know, but I don't think it's likely. I think, again, a bar is a place that sells cigarettes. Although the bar owners have chosen to go non-smoking, they sell alcohol already. They're licensed to do so, which means they have to follow certain regulations and reporting and taxes and everything else. And to me, it seems like a very responsible place to have this similar activity going on. And you also consume marijuana in several forms, so you could still have a non-smoking bar who is selling an edible type form of marijuana. I'm just saying that I think there's a lot of things that none of us really know or can predict how this is gonna roll out, and it really depends on a private business owner who would bring it forward, and it also depends on how the state rolls out the regulations in the next year. So I feel like it's almost a little bit kind of premature myself, but I had one other question too. I forgot about section 10.46.010, and then part A2. So it's describing outdoors on property adjacent to a public place and without consent of the owner or person in control thereof. So I'm reading this to say, and I wanted to clarify this, I'm reading this to say you can't smoke outdoors on property next to a public place and without consent of the owner of the property. So if you have the consent of the owner in a public place outdoors adjacent to a public place, you can still consume. Is that right or not right?
I would assume that that's saying you can consume on private property unless you're next to a park or a public place.
Was it my assumption? Like a school or whatever.
But it says, and without consent.
Of the owner.
Right, so if you had consent to the owner, can you consume next to a public place? I mean, well, on a property adjacent to a public property.
What it's saying is that it is unlawful to do that.
A, it is unlawful for a person knowingly to consume marijuana.
When a person is, and then you go down to two, outdoors on property adjacent to a public place, and without consent of the owner. I don't know why without consent of the owner, a person in control thereof is even in there.
Unless they're referring to two different properties here, it's laying out two different things. One is on property adjacent to a public place. The other one would be if somebody would come onto my property and decide to smoke and they're doing it without my consent.
Well, I think that should be separated out.
Could be.
Well, that's what I want clarification on what that means, because it's not clear to me.
That should be like A3, or on property without consent of the person, the owner, or person, owner, person in control.
But if you, I'm sorry, if you read this to say to be three separate types of places that you can't consume, okay, it's saying on a public place, outdoors on private property that's next to a public place, or on a private property without the owner's consent. Okay, if that's the way you're interpreting it, and a public place is like streets, sidewalks. I mean, so if you're on any property, it's pretty much adjacent to a public property.
That's true.
So you're saying you cannot consume marijuana outdoors, basically, if that's the way this is being interpreted.
Yeah, it's ambiguous.
Well, this is taken from the state's draft, what the state has, so it can be confusing.
I wonder if it could say outdoors on private property adjacent to a public place, and without the consent of the owner or person in control thereof. So basically the property owner. So, because if you go to somebody's house and you're having a barbecue, you're drinking a beer outside, right? But, so if you go to someone's house and you're gonna smoke marijuana out in their backyard, but you're adjacent to a park, then that wouldn't be allowed. But it is a little confusing because without the consent of the owner or person in control thereof, kind of opens it up. And so I can request clarification on that.
Well, I mean, and the issue of, you know, all sidewalks, all roads are public property, so I don't know of too many private pieces of property that aren't adjacent to public property, that therefore.
The way it's written, what it's saying, basically, is that it is an exception if you have the consent of the owner. That's the way I understand it. That to be unlawful, it has to be outdoors on property adjacent to a public place and without consent of the owner or person in control thereof. In other words, if you have the consent of the person, then it's not unlawful.
After I read about five times, that's what the conclusion I came to as well, but I wanted clarification.
Both of those things have, when it says in, that both of those things have to be in action. Have to be on property adjacent to a public place, and there's no consent of the owner or person. Any further comments? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
No.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
No.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
And I believe, hold on, I have my note.
We needed four, I think.
Well, on resolution, you need four.
Majority of those present.
I believe it's an affirmative, hold on, okay. Majority, it's a majority, so it does pass.
Passed to the second reading.
Passed to the second, so.
Item 13C, approval of change order for DOWL HKM for the sewer pump replacement services design services.
I'll move to approve the additional design services with DOWL HKM for the sewer pump station in the amount of $32,120 with the funds to come from the CDBG block grant for this project.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed ordinance number 897, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 8.02.010 of chapter 8.02 of the Wrangell Municipal Code to change the admission rates for the Museum Civic Center. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on March 24, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
The only question I had is, we went from providing free admission to friends of the museum, who I would imagine, I'm guessing, are making some type of financial commitment to the museum, from free to went Wrangell friends of the museum free to $4. Now, if you're a Wrangell resident, you get in with $2 with your driver's license. I think, you know, I'm not quite sure what the rationale on that was, but I think if you're ponying up some cash to be a friend of the museum, it'd be nice to have that as a perk that you can go in when you would like to go in. And whether you're from out of town or in town, I think that could be revisited, but I'm not sure if there's some other rationale there or if it's not enough money or whatever it is, but I think if you're signing up to be a friend of the museum, it'd be nice to have that.
At least get the Wrangell resident rate.
Yeah, maybe the Wrangell resident rate, or I don't know, something.
Yeah. I think the bracketed stuff is being taken out, right. So there will be no more Wrangell resident rate.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll just be paying like an adult rate.
Oh, bracketed has come out. Okay, right.
So it's still half for less than half price of walk-ins.
Well, the friends would be $4, walk-ins would be $7.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing caught my eye. If they're making a commitment as a friend of the museum, it'd be nice to.
Mayor.
Oh yes, go ahead.
Terry couldn't be here tonight. She was a little bit under the weather, and she probably could explain this better than I could. But a couple just pieces of information. This will raise about $8,000, she calculates, and probably about 75% of that will come from out-of-town people. So there's a small part that would come from local people anyway. And I think the other thing is that these rates were in effect from when the museum opened in 2004. There hasn't been an increase since then. So I know the walk-in adults, if you kind of looked at that over 11-year period, that'd be roughly about 3.6% per year if you'd done that, which is roughly inflation. Some of these others change a little bit different than that. So, you know, the rates, if we're going to look at certainly going to a more user base kind of rates and things that we do to lessen the impact of some of the state reductions that we're going to see in the next 3 years. I think we're going to have to do more of this kind of thing in the different things where, you know, swimming pools, a museum, and different things like that, where the users pay a little bigger chunk of the fee, the cost of running those things. So I certainly endorse the idea here, and I can get Terry back, you know, at the next meeting to clarify, you know, some of the individual things. But I think in general, I think it's, you know, certainly in the right direction. Terry has surveyed, you know, all the other museums in the state, or most of them, and she feels that, you know, certainly the quality of our museum compared to other ones, it's certainly in the ballpark, not out of line, and, you know, that kind of thing. So I think it's a reasonable, but I will make sure she gets here to answer any questions that may have come up. And I don't even know, maybe the Friends endorsed it. I don't even know that, so. But I will have her here next time.
Any further questions or comments? Hold on, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's plan. We have one. Item 15, executive session. There is none. Item 16, adjournment at 8:27 p.m.